Grant Bergen in for a corridor. Now, the Health Coalition Aotearoa says the disestablishment of Taha Whaiora of the Māori Health Authority, supposedly by the new government within its first 100 days, poses a grave threat to the health and well-being of tangata whenua. And they're calling to retain Taha Whaiora as a Māori-led independent crown agency. Grant Bergen, Sungapui, Ngāti Wai and Te Rārawa. He is on the board of Health Coalition Aotearoa, kindly with us for a kōrero today. Hey, Grant, tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnei.
Hey, kia ora, Dale, kia ora.
Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
Well, thanks. Most of us, myself included, thought, hey, we've had such poor health stats for far too long, and when the previous government now was brave enough to say, well, let's try something different, I think that was applauded by most Māori. And, of course, one of the first things that this new government has said they'll do is to disestablish or dismantle Taha Whaiora. What damage, Grant, do you think that dismantling the Māori Health Authority will do?
Oh, yeah, Dale. Look, I think it's going to do a lot of damage. And I've just got to be careful how I say this because the damage is going to be done through a lack of leadership and inaction. And if I reflect on the election that's just happened, and in fact, if I reflect, Dale, on the lead-up to the election, then my observation is that the amount of racism that was exercised by various political parties, this whistling to attract the votes of certain people within their constituencies at the cost of vulnerable people was to me a real concern. And if I put that in the context of we've got a centre-right government with a strong contingent of ACT in there, and who knows, we might get New Zealand First as well. But if I put it into that context, then the potential for us to lose Te Aka Whai Ora, which in my view has been the most... I've worked in health 35 years. I think Te Aka Whai Ora, the establishment of Te Aka Whai Ora as the independent Māori Health Authority taking leadership of all things to do with Māori health, including policy, strategy, structure, and resourcing. Now, for me, that has been the one most significant event in my entire 35 years of working for Māori Health. And so, you know, the claim by Shane Reckie and David Seymour and my whanaunga Shane Jones that they'll get rid of Te Aka Whai Ora, first of all, talk to me around the capriciousness of the political process. Firstly. Secondly, the lust for power, again, Treasury benches. And thirdly, a complete disregard for the health and flourishing of Māori people. So, yes, it's fair to say I and my colleagues in Health Coalition Aotearoa are disappointed at the position being put up by the centre and right government that we've got now.
Tēnā koe, it hasn't been established that long, 1 year. I guess, and part of the criticism was the spend already. I've always thought that it takes a long time to and a decent pūtea to create the solid foundations needed for a kaupapa to grow and thrive. But noting it hasn't been established that long, what examples have you seen where Te Aka Whai Ora has strengthened Māori advocacy for better control over the health and social industries that harm our people most?
Well, first of all, let me go back to your comment about the fact that it hadn't been established very long. You're exactly right. Te Aka Whai Ora was in place, I think it was 8 months. It was in place 8 months, and it was determined to undertake an independent review of the functions and performance of Te Aka Whai Ora. Now, let's have a look at that. Te Aka Whai Ora in place 8 months. My experience, and if you have a look at Te Pūkenga, if you have a look at our health system has a working force of 84,000 people. 84,000 people. It has a budget of $24 billion a year. Now, when you implement a major reform process, as Andrew Little did, and I applaud him absolutely for what he did, and as part of that process, you establish an independent authority called the Māori Health Authority with the power to commission services for Māori, to provide leadership for Māori, and to hold the pen in relation to policy strategy, infrastructure and resourcing, to have a real say in those matters, then for me, a review at 8 months was absolutely ridiculous. And it did say to me that there is panic in the ranks in the lead-up to an election, where at the time that they undertook the review, it was 50-50 Labour and National, but it was looking like the trajectory was going down for Labour. So it said to me more about the capriciousness of the political process rather than the effectiveness of Te Aka Whai Ora. Now, if you have a look at Te Pūkenga, it has taken Te Pūkenga 5 years to get itself into a position, and even now it's struggling. My view always was that with the magnitude of changes, Dale, to the health system, turning around a ship with 84,000 people in it, that was a five-year job. And so to do the review as they did, I thought it was politically motivated myself, to do the review as they did 8 months into the establishment. Te Aka Whai Ora didn't even have its staff in place. So the criticism of people, really, I just thought it was some kind of political sophistry in order to get rid of Te Aka Whai Ora.
Well, we'll have to see how this proceeds. I spoke yesterday with Shane Reti, who's hell-bent on disestablishing it. And, of course, you know, this one New Zealand rhetoric is fine and dandy, but those making the loudest calls aren't witnessing their people at the foot of the table. And our health stats continue to be a stain on race relations in New Zealand. And whilst we advocated for some way to try and address that, and perhaps by allowing our people more say in how we roll out services, we've been cut off at our knees, haven't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. No disrespect to my whanaunga, Shane Reti, but, you know, I heard his comments, I saw his comments, that the salvation to the Māori people was going to be improving cultural competency training. And I have to say that that is a very poor response. What I would have expected someone of the calibre of Shane Reti to say was, actually what we need to do, Dale, is we need to have a look at the systemic causes of the issues that give us the problems that we have now in relation to Māori, Pacifica, and other vulnerable populations and their health state. Now, we've had for decade after decade after decade in this country significant and persistent inequalities of health that have affected Māori and Pacifica people. So what Shane is proposing is that we go to the colleges and we say to the colleges, look, let's improve the cultural competency of the people that we're training to go into the health services. Instead of saying, actually, what we need to do, as the Y2575 Waitangi Tribunal report on health services said, is we need to have a look at the underlying causes of inequities in our systems, which are predicated on, you know, there's this polite term, unconscious bias. Shane said it was subconscious bias, unconscious bias, which is a polite term for racial discrimination. Well, kind of gone past the time where we're polite, you know. We've been too polite for too long. And the system, despite having really good people in it, I don't want to criticise people, actually, but there is a systemic bias against Māori. You have the evidence. We've got the evidence up to our eyeballs. Now, we've had the evidence for decades. Paparangi Reid, Lena Curtis, others, Rauri Jensen, been giving us the evidence for decades about how biased the system is against Māori and Pacifica peoples, such that we continually present and are not treated to the extent that non-Māori people are. So I was disappointed in Mike Fanonga and his response. And I agree with Willie that we need to have a defensive strategy moving into the future. The other thing I want to say to Dale is Shane and National Party and ACT Party are going to be highly focused on the next 100 days and setting targets. Well, actually what we need is we need a government that can look out beyond 100 days, 6 months, 12 months, 3 year time of a political term, and look into the long-term future and ask the question, what are the strategies and what are the tactics do we need to put in place to improve Māori health? Now that, Dale, in my view, is one of the privileges of Te Aka Whai Ora, that instead of being siloed, as most government agencies are, in terms of their vision and aspiration and execution of operation, what Te Aka Whai Ora does is it looks out and it has that Māori holistic vision and asks the question, what do we need to do in order to achieve our flourishing in 100 years from now? Not 100 days, 100 years.
Indeed, Grant, it's a very interesting corridor, and I thank you for sharing some perspectives about it. There'll be a rearguard action to try and save Te Aka Whai Ora, but it does seem that they're hell-bent on shutting it down. So, as the saying goes, mate, the fight goes on, the struggle without end, but our people are used to that, so, you know, we'll do just that. Thanks for sharing some corridor with us today, Grant, and all the best to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Yummy.
That's Grant Bergen.